Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com. From studios on the campus of the University of Common Sense in the Big Easy, the professor of thinkology and a man dedicated to truth and common sense. America, class is in session right here, right now, with your host, Jim Brown.
Hey, welcome to you folks all over the country and worldwide on our worldwide web. Sure glad you're joining us to make some common sense today. New beginning, new year, lots to cover, and we want to fill you in. We try to check the weather when it's really cold like this because we've seen some temperatures really drop down. It's cold, but nothing like it was last week. Our northern station, Fairbanks, Alaska, which is about, I don't think you can go any further north on a commercial airline than up to Fairbanks, Alaska. Our listeners up there, KFAR, 660 AM in Fairbanks. Only 22 degrees today, which is cold. It was 22 degrees here all the way down to the deepest of the deep southern states here in New Orleans last night. So you're 22. You're kind of warm up there in Fairbanks. Casper, Wyoming, you folks there we check in with regularly, are a fairly warm 33 degrees up there right now. Casper listens to us at KVOC, 1330 AM. So not too bad as hopefully warms up this week. This is a kickoff for a number of things I want to talk about. This week is a very special day, the Epiphany, which is a Christian holiday after Christmas, what is called Twelfth Night to many of you out there, depending on what calendar you follow. But It's a special time. Christians believe that this is a day, 12 days after Christmas, when the three kings visited the infant Jesus in Bethlehem. Some Christians feel that way. If you go more eastern to Greece, Italy, Slovakia, move on over to Croatia, in those Christian countries, they look on this 12th day as the commemoration of when John the Baptist baptized Jesus in the River Jordan. So it's kind of interesting. There's two diverse celebrations within the Christian church. You can't get a consensus out of it, but it's the 12 days after Christmas. Big deal down in the South, by the way, is the kickoff of the carnival season. It's not Mardi Gras. Mardi Gras is one particular day, but it's the kickoff of the final celebration until you get to the Lenten season, to where you make sacrifices, give up certain things, and this all culminates in Mardi Gras itself. We'll talk about that later on to let you know what you're missing if you've never been to Mardi Gras down in my part of the country. So just share that with you, if you will. It's also a special day for all Americans. It's the 200th anniversary this week of the, not the celebration, but it's the 200th anniversary of the ending of the Battle of New Orleans. The War of 1812. It's particularly the Battle of New Orleans, but the War of 1812, we used to call it 1812. Remember the song by, what was that singer's name, the Battle of New Orleans, Johnny? Can't think of his name, but 1814, we took a little trip along with Colonel Jackson down the mighty Mississippi. We took a little bacon and we took little beans, and we caught the bloody British in the town of New Orleans. Johnny Horton, a popular song here some years back. And 200 years ago, the battle was fought. Unfortunately, you know, history doesn't always get it right. If you saw that, have you ever seen that movie, Yul Brynner and Charlton Heston? Charlton Heston played Andrew Jackson, and Colonel Jackson then, and Yul Brynner played Lafitte the pirate. Lafitte is notorious down in the Deep South for being the pirate that traversed the Gulf of Mexico and then came on to help the Americans win the war, the Battle of 1812, the whole focus of 1812. And the only thing most Americans know about the War of 1812 was that the British burned the White House. You recall that? And the Capitol burning was built, rather burned in 1814. This was kind of a crazy war. And I mention this, it's very popular down here in my part of the country where they reenact the battles. For the last week, there have been battle reenactments of Andrew Jackson fighting the British. And it was kind of a folly of a war, if you will. There wasn't much to fight over to begin with. Americans were, you know, kind of cocky after they'd won the Revolutionary War. And then, so they got into a maritime skirmish. The British were fighting the French. They needed sailors. They were grabbing American sailors, paying them a little bit more money, maybe imprisoning some of them so they could put them on their particular boats to fight the French. And so it got down to a maritime free trade issue. They also were trying to keep us from trading with Napoleon, with the French. And so we got into issues of free trade, the kind of things you negotiate over. You don't go to war over. We end up going to war. We take on the British. Our first foray was into Canada. You recall at the time that Britain controlled Canada. Canada was a British outpost. So we invaded Canada. I bet most people don't know that the Americans invaded Canada in 1812. Didn't turn out all that well for us, quite frankly. It was a British colony. And the concern there was that the British colony up in Canada was supplying Indians with rifles, weapons, that kind of thing, and were trying to stop our expansion into the West primarily. So that riled us a little bit. So we get our feathers up and we go to war. And the invasion did not go well up in Canada. U.S. was not equipped well. And we ended up surrendering thousands of troops to the British in Canada. So that didn't go out very well. And the only thing that came out of the War of 1812 that I can see after looking it all over and after all that we fought was the Star Spangled Banner, which is our American song here. Francis Scott Key, during the British bombardment of Fort McHenry during the War of 1812, wrote the words to the Star Spangled Banner, which is a good national anthem. I would prefer America the Beautiful or something else along that line. That's our national anthem, and it was written during the War of 1812. About the only thing that came out of it, we were so eager. We were a young nation, so eager to show our muscular might and jump into that war, as we seem to do so very, very much. I'm not berating or belittling us back in the War of 1812, but it set the pattern of so much of what we do. We jump into these battles, we show our might, and then we seem to pay a heck of a price in doing so. We did that in Vietnam. And I don't know how many of you served in Vietnam or have family members that served in Vietnam. I did not go to Vietnam. I volunteered to join the Army when I didn't have to during the Vietnam era. I'm not patting myself on the back. Many, many Americans did the very same thing. But in Vietnam and then Afghanistan, Iraq, we just don't seem to get the message that these are not our wars. What are we jumping into these wars for? Nobody was opposing us in Vietnam or Iraq or Afghanistan. There was no danger to us. And we're going to talk a little further down the show because we've got dangers today with the terrorist activities going on, what happened in Paris last week. Those are real concerns. Our wake-up call was 9/11, and we should be deeply concerned. I'm not disparaging the fact that we should not be a very secure nation. But we intervened in these wars, and it's invariably, you know what happens? It's invariably the chicken hawks. The chicken hawks are those who never served a day in the service, but flex their muscles. They want to go to war. They want to say they want to send your kids and mine into battle for what they think is a noble cause that's turned out to be in Vietnam, Afghanistan, Iraq, and I would argue in the War of 1812, real disasters. Didn't help America that much at all, but we fought those battles and we live with the consequences. Hey, got lots more to talk about today on this new year. Want to tell you about Mardi Gras. Great time. Do you eat king cakes? I had a piece of king cake this morning. Wonderful. I'll tell you about that tradition. We're also going to talk a little bit about what's going on throughout the rest of the world, the dangers facing us. So stay with us. This is Jim Brown. Our show is the Common Sense Show. You can check out our website at www.jimbrownusa.com. jimbrown.com. Have some fun. Sign up for a weekly newsletter. Check it out, www.jimbrownusa.com. Freshen up your coffee, and I'll be right back.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
All of us want to stay healthy, particularly as we grow older. I work out and try to watch what I eat, but you need more. You need a vitamin supplement to give you that extra energy and to help keep your weight down. My solution? I use Youngevity vitamins and minerals to keep me in good health. They're easy to take, and the power drinks, for me, really taste good. Hey, give them a try. Go to my website at jimbrownhealth.com. That's jimbrownhealth.com. You'll be glad you did.
Mom, I can't do my math homework. I just don't get it. I hate math.
I've always tried to be a good mother, but when it came to Jamie's math, I was at a loss. Then a friend told me about Math Made Easy DVDs. Concepts are simplified in an easy way to follow and review, and students can learn at their own pace in the convenience of home. Listen, in the frustration, call Math Made Easy. Call now, 1-800-USA-MATH. That's 1-800-872-6284. Or visit us at mathmadeeasy.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure ancient defense for you and your family. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
You're listening to GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Lock down your digital life at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN. Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
I said we'd talk a little bit about that terrible tragedy that happened in Paris here this past Wednesday. And it's making us sit back and reevaluate our approach to the Islamic world. It's a very difficult thing to come up with a focus as to what makes sense to us and what really is concerning us about our security in the entire Western world. You've got 1.6 billion adherents to Islam. And there are a number of very decent people, millions and millions and millions, who have no desire to cause any harm. And yet the fact remains that on a regular basis there are terrorist activities that come from Islam. And what's particularly scaring is that we've gone into the attacks of the lone wolves. You see, there seemed to be a focus. We never really defined it, but the events of 9/11 and a few of these attacks were on America per se, and that this was not really going to spread. The fact that America had meddled so much in the Islamic part of the world within the Middle East. And so it was a little payback to us, but maybe we could get a handle on it and it would not be a continuing thing. But with this lone wolf mentality for these massacres, we saw the massacre in Paris. What it's showing is that the Middle East mayhem and mass killings that we've been witnessing over this last year or so are again spilling over into Europe. And so when it spreads like this, you wonder, is any place safe? We've had so many confrontations and terrorist attacks going on in Somalia and Australia just a couple of months ago. Istanbul. You can go on and on with your list of these violent killings that are individuals who are lashing out at Western values. They're lashing out at Western values. And so we have the very difficult task of determining how we get a handle on this and how we paint the portrait of who our enemies are. I mean, we talk a lot about profiling. And so do we do religious profiling? Is that something that we move to? You saw the president and the attorney general say, hey, we shouldn't profile with our crimes. Well, I disagree. That, of course, you profile. You profile all the time of people that could be dangerous to you. Of course you're going to profile. But do you paint the whole Islamic world in a negative vein where you've got to keep your guard up in everything you do? And as terrible as those 14 murders were in Paris, they weren't even the most lethal attack past Wednesday. A car bomb outside a police college in Yemen, planted by Al-Qaeda, killed 37 people on the very same day that 14 were killed. We kind of, you know, here's our attitude. We're okay if it stays in that part of the world. If in Syria, Afghanistan, Iraq, if they continue to disrupt, we've now withdrawn to some degree. We've kind of done a circling effect to hopefully see that the violence doesn't come out of that part of the world. The problem is it's getting out of that part of the world, not by some organized major group, but by individuals who feel like, in the name of Allah, they want to go ahead and make their statement, and they think supposedly this is a religious fervor. I don't know if I buy that or not. I don't think. I think these are extremists that want attention. There is competition for attention, and I just don't see this being anything done in the name of anyone, the violence in the name of anyone, or whatever the God may be. So, in the attack in Paris here last week, the murderers, as they fled in their black escape vehicle, they said, "We avenge the honor of our prophet Muhammad. God is great." I mean, really? Avenge the honor? Didn't you destroy his honor? You blackened his name and made people around the world question whether he bequeathed a moral system or a call of war. I mean it just doesn't make any sense at all. So there's no honor involved in anything. And I think we all agree with that. We all agree with this. But we're kind of taking the violence for granted. We think nothing of reading where 150 innocent Islamic children are murdered by Islamic terrorists in Pakistan, and then 50 people killed in Baghdad. And when then it hits Paris and hits so much more at home, you see. So all of a sudden we're putting up our guard and in a very responsible way trying to define just how we go in defending our way of life, protecting ourselves, and defining who our enemy actually is. And then you get into these sub-issues, for example, the New York, remember, what kicked off the Paris situation was the cartoons, the satiric cartoons, the satire that takes place out of a very small Paris publication. And these cartoons were, you know, taking pot shots at anybody and everybody. Well, the New York Times weighed the option of reprinting the cartoons, and they said, no, we don't think we should do so. It may put our people in danger. And I'm not disputing that, but I'm just saying you see the effect that our freedom of expression is being limited because probably the most prestigious paper in America, the New York Times, says we better not print these cartoons because if we print these cartoons, we may put some of our people in danger. And so there is having an effect. There's no doubt about the fact that it's having an effect. It's a way of life that we just don't understand. When people express themselves in this country, we are far full of satire. We criticize our public officials. The internet is just full of all kinds of slander against everyone from the president down to the Republican leaders to at every level. I was an elected official down here in Louisiana for 28 years, served about, I think, about 16 years, 20 years as a statewide official. I took my share of criticism, and that just goes with the territory in this country. But you read about what happens in other parts of the world. I saw that in Saudi Arabia just last week, a blogger, this is a guy that was blogging, taking some pot shots at his government. He's convicted of insulting Islam, and so he's taken to the public square in the port city of Jihad and flogged 50 times before hundreds of spectators. 50 times. So then his feet are tied and his hands are tied. He's shackled, and he continues to be flogged, didn't cry out for help. He was sentenced to 10 years in prison, 1,000 lashes. His blog was shut down. He was fined $266,000 for blogging about the government, for blogging about the government. And so this is a warning to others where you just don't do something. That's just abhorrent to us. And that is involving just an expression. And you see what happens when you get into the heavier violence, the murder that happened in Paris. So we've got a very difficult effort in defining how we protect our public safety, how we protect our freedom of speech, and how we deal with lone wolves who can operate any place in America today. We'll come back and talk about this some more. This is Jim Brown. My website's www.jimbrownusa.com. You can sign up for a weekly column I write. You can have some fun on the site. It's lots of news there. So check it out at jimbrownusa.com. Hey, I'll be right back. Let's freshen up our coffee. We'll come back and make some more common sense.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at gcnlive.com. Working on a home or residential painting project, there's only one name you need to know, PPG. PPG has earned the respect of professionals and homeowners alike because we combine the latest paint technology with expertise and knowledgeable service. PPG offers a broad range of primers, paints, stains, and specialty products to meet all your needs. Available at either our PPG Pittsburgh Paints or PPG Porter Paints Company-owned store or independent dealer locations throughout the U.S., each PPG product comes with the customized service you deserve to make sure you get the right fit for the job. And choosing colors has never been easier thanks to the PPG Voice of Color system that helps users discover colors that match their personality. So for the best quality products, excellent service, easy-to-use color tools, and great results, visit your local PPG Pittsburgh Paints or PPG Porter Paints location today.
hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
I lost 18 pounds in just 4 days. Hi, I'm James Zetta. If you're like me, you've already tried and failed at many diet and weight loss plans. The 18 and 4 weight loss plan requires no exercising, no diet pills or additives, no laxatives, no meal replacements, and no diet drinks. The 18 and 4 program is crystal clear with a day-to-day, step-by-step, and meal-to-meal guide. If you're not satisfied with your results, I will give you my 30-day full money-back guarantee. Go to 18and4.com. That's the number 18, I-N, the number 4.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of thinkology, Jim Brown.
We're trying to get a grip on our approach, our Western approach, our American approach to Islam, and whether or not we paint the entire Muslim world with a brush of potential terrorists. That's come to fore all the more because of what happened in Paris last week, because now we're realizing that an individual or a very small band can cause as much terror if you do very small attacks that do not require you to build a bomb, you see. You can be terribly effective by pinpointing a particular target, going in with just machine guns and killing a great number of people. And so, and the other problem is we're seeing a lot of Westerners who don't have a focus in life, feel depressed, don't feel like they are relevant, who, to make a statement for some reason, are going over to that part of the world. Americans, French, I think there's 300 or 400 Americans, about 1,000 French, a number of Europeans from Britain have gone over to that part of the world, learned the role of being even a very effective, more effective terrorist, and then when they got an American passport, so they decide to come on home. Look at the threat they are when they come back home. When you saw the beheading of the American here a couple of months ago, they determined that the guy who was doing it was from Britain. He had been a convert who came from Britain over to Syria and joined ISIS, and now is one of their key leaders. So we've got a whole new danger of we found the enemy, and the enemy is us. It's some of our people going to that part of the world learning to be jihadists, learning how to be do some very vicious, violent things, having an American passport or having a passport from the European country, coming back to that country and being extremely dangerous. So it's a whole different focus we have right now of the dangers that we face in this country today. And how do you deal with this? You've got these Islamist terrorists, and they seem to have an unending list of grievances by which they justify their murder. You know, they don't like the checkpoints in Israel, and France has cartoonists. They don't like that. Holland has documentary filmmakers. Remember, they made some filmmaker film over there in Holland about the jihadists that made all those folks mad. America has humiliated Islam. Britain has disrespected Islam. Bali has women in bikinis, and that's wrong, so therefore we're going to blow them up. You see, the grievances go on, and so you get offended, you just justify murder because of somebody that does a cartoon. How do you deal with something like that without shutting down our basic freedoms and giving up so much? And then you kind of wonder about the flow of history. I had a chance to talk to Tom Hanks, the great actor, about this. Hanks has been very involved in the World War II Museum down in New Orleans. And my family, my wife's family, has done kind of been their pet project. We know the fellow that heads up the museum down there, a guy named Nick Mueller, done a fantastic job. If you have never seen this World War II museum, it's not a local museum. It takes up about 7 or 8 blocks. You've got ships, boats, you've got airplanes. It's all there on display. And Tom Hanks has done several movies that you can see in a 4D theater down there. Didn't say 3D. I said 4D. What it means, you sit in your seat, and when the planes fly over in the movie, your seat starts rocking. When the Germans are invading Russia, and seeing the snow is coming down, you have these synthetic snowflakes that come down and hit you on your head. It's a marvelous event. So if you go to New Orleans, you've got to go to the World War II Museum. Well, Tom Hanks produced and was the voice over 2 different pictures down there to display what happened in World War II. And we were discussing this whole flow of changing times with Al-Qaeda today. And he said, you know, back in World War II, we viewed the Japanese as yellow, slant-eyed dogs that believed in different gods. And they were out to kill us because of our way of life, and our label of life was different. We, in turn, wanted to annihilate them because they were different, and they were a great danger to us. And so, you see, we moved from the Japanese and the dangers they presented, and the Germans and the dangers they presented, to where we have a whole different culture in the Middle East that is coming up. And you kind of wonder, all we're doing is changing players in this evolving revolution of fighting that goes on and mayhem and destruction that goes on. You know, there's been more murders, more killings in the last 100 years than there has been in the whole history of the world. You take World War One, World War Two, what happened in Vietnam, what's happening? We can't get a grip on the number of people killed in Iraq and Afghanistan. The civilians have lost their lives in those parts of the world. And so Hank suggests maybe it's a flow. I guess, though, you've got to look at history and know that there are problems indicative within those radicals within the Islamic State. And you look over our history and you see a lot of chilling and telling events about the dangers of how we're dealing with a certain element within the Islamic community. I go back to 1968. I remember very, very well. Bobby Kennedy was shot and killed by a Muslim male. In 1972, the Munich Olympics. I'd hoped to make the Olympic team back in the 60s. I didn't do it, but I was very interested in the Olympics. You recall the Munich Olympics? Athletes were kidnapped and massacred by Muslim males. Then we had that Pan Am 747 jet that was hijacked, diverted to Cairo. A fuse was lit on final approach. It was blown up before it landed, all done by Muslim males. Let's see, 1973, 74, wasn't it, when Pan Am 707 was destroyed in Rome. I don't know how many people were killed. Grenades blew up the plane by Muslim males. the U.S. Embassy. Remember all of the kit that was taken over in 1979? Muslim males. 1980s, a number of Americans were kidnapped in Lebanon by Muslim males. So we've got a huge threat there to America by a number of men, overwhelmingly males, who have a Muslim background. 1983, the U.S. Marine barracks in Beirut, blown up, terrible attack, killed any number of U.S. Marines, Muslim males. 1985, the cruise ship Achilles Laurel. Remember that? It was hijacked, and the 70-year-old American pastor. Remember the guy? He's an American. He's thrown overboard in his wheelchair. A number of Americans were killed by Muslim males. And I can go on and on with you. What was the TWA Flight 847 was hijacked in Athens. U.S. Navy diver trying to rescue passengers was murdered, and a number of the people were murdered by Muslim males. 1988, Pan Am Flight 103, bombed by Muslim males. World Trade Center in 1993, bombed the first time by Muslim males. 1998, U.S. embassies in Kenya and Tanzania were bombed, Muslim males. 9/11, you know, we all know what happened there, a group of Muslim males. And I can go on and on, Daniel Pearl's kidnapped and beheading that took place. And then the Boston Marathon bombing here that took place just 2 years ago. You see a pattern here. And so how do you deal with it? When you hear no profiling, of course you've got to profile. Of course you profile. I mean, I travel a good bit when I go through security. I'm 74 years old. I'm a white guy with blue eyes. I've got a hip that goes off on the radar, and I've got a knee that goes off. I don't think I'm someone you profile. If they want to profile me, fine. It doesn't bother me, but isn't there a group we ought to be profiling more in the traveling? I mean, what do you do about this in terms of everybody else but focusing, profiling on those that are causing the problem? Does your brush paint the entire Muslim community? No, it doesn't. But you've got to find a middle ground there where profiling and an act of good common sense makes the difference in terms of protecting our safety. We got to talk a lot more about this. This is important to us. Wherever you live, wherever you happen to live, this is important. Jim Brown, The Common Sense Show. Freshen up your coffee. I'll be right back.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
All of us want to stay healthy, particularly as we grow older. I work out and try to watch what I eat, but you need more. You need a vitamin supplement to give you that extra energy and to help keep your weight down. My solution? I use Youngevity vitamins and minerals to keep me in good health. They're easy to take, and the power drinks, for me, really taste good. Hey, give them a try. Go to my website at jimbrownhealth.com. That's jimbrownhealth.com. You'll be glad you did.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Right, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
I hope not. Now get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
You're listening to GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Lock down your digital life at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
I get a lot of emails after the show, and a number of you emailed me about Mardi Gras. I think I mentioned Mardi Gras last week, carnival season, and I got some questions about what it's all about. Why it's of interest is this used to be a local celebration down the deep south from Mobile, Alabama, over into Texas, and primarily Louisiana. New Orleans is known as this huge carnival season. You also have it down in Rio, probably a much bigger one down in Rio. I don't think, though, Rio is dancing and having a great time. New Orleans has lots of tradition to it for its particular Mardi Gras, and now I'm seeing that people are having Mardi Gras celebrations in St. Louis and Cincinnati, out on the West Coast. So Mardi Gras is really expanding. As a consequence, people have a lot of questions about it. I won't take a lot of time with this, but let me give you just a little short little summary. First of all, someone asked me, what is the difference between carnival and Mardi Gras? Well, what happens is that on January the 6th, that is, we talked about that being the epiphany and a religious beginning, the time when, whether it be the rising of the dead of Jesus Christ, a lot of people tie it to the baptism of Jesus over in the Jordan River. It begins what is called the carnival season, which is the celebration period up before Lent. Lent goes on for 40 days. The carnival season starts on January the 6th. And it is a season of giving, participation in a number of events. They take it to lots of tradition in New Orleans where they have these Mardi Gras balls and various private, it's all done privately, private funds. Private groups, organizations will get together like their civic organization, and they'll decide to have a big carnival ball. And people deck to the hilt and practice for a long, long time. They'll often have a parade. I guess there's maybe 50, 60 parades in New Orleans, a number of parades over in Mobile. They're moving up into the Midwest now, where you have carnival parades that parade through the city in celebration of the carnival season. This all goes to Mardi Gras Day, which is the day before the Lenten season begins. Very interesting down in New Orleans. I've been on Bourbon Street on a number of occasions. You know, the Wild Street where all the music and very risque and portrayed in all of the TV shows you're seeing right now, like NCIS New Orleans. And the streets are just jam-packed down there. Millions of people on the street to see these parades. The French Quarter is completely jammed, and then at 12 o'clock when the Lenten season begins, the police on horseback move all through Bourbon Street and down to Canal Street with their bullhorns. They're on horseback so they can see the crowd, and they're announcing, please go home, Mardi Gras has come to an end. And just amazing, within about 30 minutes to an hour, the streets are all clear, just dead as a doorknob, probably the deadest period of the entire year down there in that part of the world. And now one of the traditions, and I had a piece this morning, are the king cakes. And the king cakes are very, very popular down at the Mardi Gras time. Lots of history as to where they began. Some people say they go back to Rome, but the round Mardi Gras king cake is really a tasty cake. Got too much sugar in it. It's not the best for you, I guess, but they call it a cake fit for a king. It's oval-shaped king cake, usually topped with white icing and sprinkled with the Mardi Gras colors, which are purple, green, and gold sugar. And then they hide inside a little plastic baby doll. And traditionally, whoever finds the doll on his or her cake must buy the next king cake for everybody. So at all the offices down here, every day you'll have a king cake. And whoever finds the baby then has to buy the king cake the next day. Now, a lot of people are getting away from the king cake. Used to be the doll was placed inside the cake. Now it's placed on the outside of the cake for you to stick in the cake because people are concerned about the liability issues. They don't want to get sued. And so so you got to put them on the outside. Interesting about the other tradition, they throw a lot of things down here in these carnival parades from Mobile all across the South. And they throw beads, and they throw little animals, and they'll throw a doubloon, they called it, which is a coin, and the name of the carnival crew is on the doubloon. People collect these doubloons. You can go on eBay and find whole collections that are worth a lot of money. And if they don't throw anything, nobody even wants to go to the parade. I had a granddaughter that went to New York to the Macy's Day Parade a few years back. Now, if you all seen the Macy's Day Parade on television, the huge floats, and she goes to the Macy's Day Parade, spectacular floats, what a bands galore. After about 30 minutes, she said she wanted to go home, and her mother said, why? She said, well, they don't throw anything. It's just no fun. They don't throw anything. So if you don't throw beads and trinkets and various things along that line, then you don't really fill into the full Mardi Gras season. In any event, we go on from Twelfth Night, which is January the 6th, right up to Mardi Gras Day, Fat Tuesday. And it's just not one day. Starting the week before Mardi Gras, there are 4, 5, 6 parades a day going on every day. It's just really a heck of a festival. If you've never taken it in, I'd certainly urge you to do so because it'll be an event that you will really never forget, never forget. Now, I talked about those great Mardi Gras cakes. Now, I hate to throw damper on the Mardi Gras spirit. I love those king cakes. But I thought this was stunning about a new study coming out of the University of California talking about sugar being as addictive as cocaine. And look at this figure. In 2005, just 9 years ago, the average American was consuming roughly 100 pounds of sugar every year, 100 pounds. We go 9 years later, the average American is now eating an astonishing 150 pounds of sugar. In 9 years, we went from 100 pounds of sugar to 150 pounds of sugar. You know, I guess it were humanly possible for this trend to continue indefinitely, our diets would contain 100% sugar by the year 2606. I mean, that's not a rosy picture. And the study goes on to say that, quite frankly, sugar is addictive, as is cocaine, as is tobacco, and probably more so than most drugs. And I've, over the years, I've seen plenty of people quit smoking or cutting back on drinking and other drugs, but it's hard to meet someone who's not totally cut sugar from their diet. It becomes, first of all, you need some sugar in your diet. Complete lack of sugar is not healthy. But quite frankly, everything you buy in the grocery store has sugar in it. I mean, buy a can of green beans. Look on the level, on the label, and you'll see sugar in the green beans. And so you can't get away from sugar, even in fruits and vegetables. Look at all the sugar. My doctor, I make a smoothie every morning, made one this morning, put some various fruits in there. Today I put papaya, I put some blueberries, and let's see, I put a little pineapple. Then I put a banana, because I had a banana. But my doctor says, you know, banana has got a lot of sugar in it. It's very fattening, so you ought to stay away from the bananas. I didn't know that. I love bananas. But in any event, so much sugar in you, it causes your brain to release something called dopamine, which is a pleasing chemical that your brain uses to reward you. So it makes you feel good. If you feel good, you want to take in more and more of it, and I understand that. And so we have these natural sugar cravings. It's very hard to get off of it. And one way to do it is to use your common sense when you go shopping. I'm shopping this afternoon. I'm going to a Whole Foods store here in my hometown to do some shopping this afternoon. And the best rule of thumb I can suggest is try as best as you can to shop in the outside aisles. Don't go up and down the single file aisles up and down the middle of the grocery store. Let's use something you got to have. You got to have olive oil. If you're a popcorn freak like me and you want to make some popcorn, okay. But basically, the fruits, the vegetables, the dairy, all the healthy drinks, all the good stuff is in the outside aisles, not the aisles up and down. You follow me? All the processed foods are up and down the aisles. Like I say, the green beans have got sugar in them and the salad dressings that have so much sugar in them. And you can go right down your list of things that you think, well, this is not really sweet, so I'm not eating cookies, I'm not eating cake. But it's still a lot of sugar there. Just pick up the cans. You'll just be astonished. Pick up a can of corn or pick up a can of mustard greens, anything like that. And to preserve those products, you got to have the sugar. So, in any event, we want to have a healthy 2015. We all got to have some sugar. We all got a sweet tooth. But I think it's astonishing that in 9 years you picked up, you and I, on average, have picked up 50 additional pounds from sugar that we're using in our bodies. And that don't go to a long, healthy life, folks. I'll tell you, it doesn't. Going to take a break right now for the news at the top of the hour. Hope you'll stay with us. We've got another hour to go. Good show making some common sense. My website's www.jimbrownusa.com. So catch a break, freshen up your coffee, and we'll come back after the news and continue our show and make some more common sense.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
Mom, I can't do my math homework. I just don't get it. I hate math.
I've always tried to be a good mother, but when it came to Jamie's math, I was at a loss. Then a friend told me about Math Made Easy DVDs. Concepts are simplified in an easy way to follow and review, and students can learn at their own pace in the convenience of home. Listen, in the frustration, call Math Made Easy. Call now, 1-800-USA-MATH. That's 1-800-872-6284. Or visit us at mathmadeeasy.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste. And even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrant, bigger, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.